I have this word this morning for the Lord is instructing me to continue on this thought. Hallelujah. What does it mean to be one with the Lord? We're going to examine some scripture. We're going to hear some revelation and get some information. What does it mean to be one with the Lord? Did Jesus come to put us in bondage? Huh? Why then we find so many things in our religious circles trying to put us in bondage again? Hallelujah. Amen. I told you, y'all, and many of you can remember this, and we're moving on. We have preached so much, God gonna get you for this, and God gonna get you for that. Have you heard that statement before? If he want to get you, he done got you. He will have gotten you. Christ came to set us free. Did you hear what I said? Christ came, and he came to set us free. What does it mean? Well, first of all, we have been born again. That means we're joined to the Lord. When we got born again, he gave us his spirit, didn't he? We were immersed, baptized into the body, then we were filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then he removed everything from us that was in our way. What we used to be doesn't exist anymore. Right. Amen. Amen. So, it's a new man, it's a new life, it's a new day, and grace has supplied for each and every one to live in this day of grace and love, peace, and joy. Victory and success to overcome all opposition that ever challenge or try to pull us back down to a place of defeat and bondage. Amen? So, I want to pick up at point number 9. I'm a joint heir with him. I want to talk about that for a minute. Then, after that, I want to talk about I have the mind of the anointed one. Among other things. I am a joint heir with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 8:17. Romans 8:17. Amen. Romans 8:17. Glory to God. And it reads as following from the King James. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that he suffered, we suffer with him, that we may be also what? Glorified together. I'm going to read this verse now again, and I will read it again from the Passion Translation. I'm making one point here and I'll make another one later. And since we are truly children, and since we are His true children, we qualify to share in His treasures. That's the point I want to get. For indeed, we are heirs of God Himself. We are heirs of God Himself. And since we are joined to Christ, say, I'm joined to Christ. We also inherit all that He is and all that He has. I'm going to say that again. We also have what? We also inherit. How much? All that He is and all that He has. How much did we get? Let me ask you a question then. Is Christ in bondage? Does he have lack? Is he confused about the Father's love for him? So, is he broke, sitting at the right hand of God? Oh God, how are we going to make it through the day? How are we going to make it this term? Now watch this. I'm going to read it again. And since we are joined to Christ, we also inherit all that He is and all that He has. We will. Say, I will. Experience being co-glorified with Him, provided that we do what? Accept His suffering as our own. How many of you willing to be persecuted for lifting your hands? People say, look at them old idiots. How many of you willing to be suffer persecution because you speak with tongues and magnify God? How many of you willing to be persecuted because you'll tell somebody about Jesus while you're on your job, while you... They talked about Jesus. The Pharisees did, didn't they do it? They even tried to stop Him. Huh? But what does it mean to be one with the Lord? All right? Okay. Since we're talking about Jesus and He walked this earth, He lived on this earth about 33 years, somewhere about that amount of time, 33 and a half years, somewhere. How many times have we known Jesus said, I do not do my own will, but I always do what the Father tells me to do. John 8:28. And how many times we known Jesus to fail? How many times have He failed and He was unsuccessful in doing what God told me to do? I want to paint you a good picture. I want to make it clear so you can understand what you're looking at. That we don't result back into some crazy thinking. We got to perform to get God's approval. We got to put on some kind of show. No, I'm just free.